It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin's 2010 indoor smoking ban left exemptions for existing cigar bars to continue allowing the smoking of cigars and pipes, but no new establishments could open.
Now a proposal in the state legislature would change the law to allow more cigar bars to open and leave it up to local governments to decide whether they want to issue new tobacco bar licenses in their communities.
Republican State Representative Nate Gustafson introduced similar legislation in the last session, and it didn't make it to a vote. But this version of the bill has more bipartisan support than the previous attempt. He represents a district that covers much of the Winnebago County area surrounding Oshkosh, Neenah, and Menasha. Representative Gustafson, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
So why introduce a bill to allow for more cigar bars? What is the thinking behind this?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times as a representative, people think that we go down to Madison and we just kind of come up with ideas that we think are good. But actually, most of our ideas come from our constituents. And that's exactly where this bill came from. Actually having a conversation at a cigar lounge with a constituent who said, you know, it'd be awesome if I'd be able to actually have the opportunity to open up a cigar lounge of my own. And I, you know, simply asked, why can't you? And we found out, obviously, within state statute, going all the way back to the smoking ban, actually, there had been a grandfather clause in there that prevented any new tobacco bar licenses, which tobacco bar is the legal definition of a cigar lounge, could be issued after June 3rd, 2009. So this bill originated last session, actually, as when I was in my freshman term, that I actually tried to strike the June 3rd date. That was my simple fix, I thought, but nothing is simple down in Madison when it comes to legislation. So we kind of got the wheels turning, at least on the first session with that one. And then we had some stakeholders come to us and ask for some changes. And so we were obliged to take those for the fact that I believe that it made it a better bill. And so this session, AB 211, has actually added another stipulation if you're going to open up a new cigar lounge. So starting June 4th, 2009, and going forward, you can only maintain a tobacco bar license or a retail food establishment license. So a restaurant today could not go and become a cigar lounge tomorrow if this bill was to pass. And that was, obviously, we had a lot of restaurants that had come to us and said, you know, we don't want people thinking our industry is just going to become a bunch of smoking lounges, or even worse, revert back to the pre-smoking ban days. And so we agreed that was not our intent of the legislation. And so we were able to change that language within the bill to make sure that we captured our actual intent and get more stakeholders on board with this bill and feel that, you know, this is something that not only one area of the state might benefit from, but every spot of the state. And so that's what we've really been seeing is the coalition building this session on this bill alone has been tremendous and a lot more expansive than I could have ever imagined. And because of that, too, we've seen additional Democrats come along board on this bill as well, as they also appreciate the feedback and the change that was made.
What do you tell communities, though, who don't want these lounges in their jurisdiction? Does this bill eliminate local control for communities?
That's a fantastic point. So with this bill, essentially, I've been telling a lot of my colleagues, this is actually a true local control bill. So again, if today this bill was to be signed by the governor, the local municipality ultimately still gets the authority if they want to issue a tobacco bar license. So a good example, and I've had conversations, I don't want to call out too many people, but I've had some conversations, especially in the Madison area with some of the cigar lounge owners there. And they were a little uneasy if this bill was to pass, what that meant for their business. And I was able to kind of walk them through the process that, you know, I don't particularly see maybe the city of Madison wanting to issue a new tobacco bar license just because this bill passed. And because of that, we've seen some more support from especially those in the industry getting on board, and some of them may be coming to testify actually when this bill comes up for a hearing. So again, it's really about local control. It's not about the state coming in and dictating. It's about the local municipalities, and if they are comfortable with it and their constituents want it, they should have that ability to do so.
We're talking with Republican State Representative Nate Gustafson about his bill that would allow for more cigar bars to open in Wisconsin. What kind of enforcement mechanisms or guardrails would be in place or are currently in place to make sure cigar bars follow the rules of their tobacco bar license?
Yeah, under current statute, the tobacco bar actually has a couple criteria it must meet to qualify as a tobacco bar. And the main one is that 15% of their gross income must come from cigars or pipe tobacco. So that means no matter whatever else they might be selling, typically it's not food. Typically it's going to be on the side of alcohol that they serve alongside the tobacco products that they're allowed to sell. There has to be at least 15% of their sales. Now, the other criteria is I mentioned cigars and tobacco, and that sounds kind of almost pointed why those two are called out. Well, to be considered a pipe tobacco or a tobacco bar, you're only actually allowed to smoke cigars or pipe tobacco within these lounges. So If you were to enter one of these facilities and or businesses and let's say light up a cigarette, that's a big no-no. Usually I've seen it with my own eyes. You're almost ran out. You'll be given a very stern warning if you attempt to do it. And that's kind of the culture of the cigar lounges. It's not just this free for all smoking venue. It's a lot typically on the premium end of the tobacco products where individuals can come, have conversation, bridge the gap between communities and have a good time without having to worry about the direct impact of, let's say, some of the health issues that could come with some of the inhaling that's done with certain tobacco products versus pipe tobacco or cigars.
But still, the American Lung Association and UW Health have come out in opposition and have concerns here. What do you say to people who might be concerned about the negative health impacts of more indoor smoking opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, individuals are going to have to make their own choices. And I don't think it's the government's role to come in and ultimately stop someone from pursuing this business opportunity, as well as some of the health aspects that are associated with these cigar lounges. Typically, there's plenty of studies out there that show that when you're smoking a cigar or pipe tobacco, because of the fact that you aren't inhaling, there is definitely a reduced risk. Now, also with these new lounges, you see these filtration systems that are on the ceiling that ensure that you're having a good air quality experience while you're still smoking these tobacco products. And so I'll give a shout out for one of the newer lounges that I know of in Monona, the Tasting Room. Jason has done a wonderful job creating this new lounge that has excellent air filtration, and it really makes it a welcoming atmosphere for even those who might be a little, adherent to maybe wanting to stick to some public health standards. But I think at the end of the day, it's really someone's choice. And I think we should make sure that maybe down the road, we can have some conversations about making sure it's a little bit more clear about some of the adherent risk maybe that someone may face if they enter a cigar lounge, whether that's signage on a door or maybe for the employee's safety, giving them notice about some of the secondhand smoke risk before they maybe take or accept a job at one of these establishments.
You, it sounds, have personal experiences at cigar lounges, and you talked about having a social connection. I'm wondering, do you find it for you personally more of like a third space?
I absolutely, and I think one of the coolest things about our cigar lounge culture, not only in our state but across the U.S., is when you walk in, you might come in thinking you're going to be labeled one way or another, but a lot of times you come in and it feels like family. Almost every single lounge you go into, and you have conversations that maybe people won't want to have out in public, or maybe sometimes those conversations are the ones that we see getting heated on social media. But at the end of the day, we walk away with a greater respect for each other. And I think that's what our society needs right now, is a space where we can have open dialogue and debate the ideas and issues of the day, but know that we're both humans, we're both neighbors, and we must respect, you know, obviously within our own boundaries, that we live by each other. And so we all, I think, ultimately want the goal of having our best communities that we possibly can live in. And so that's where there's this really, really cool bonding experience within cigar lounges. And I hope to give more people across the state that access.
Before we go, what kind of timeline are you looking for getting to the floor for a vote and potentially to the governor's desk?
Yeah, I mean, I would like, obviously, we have to get through the committee process on both sides, the Senate and the Assembly. I'd like to see probably a hearing pretty soon here. I know I'm in some conversations with the chair of the State Affairs Committee, Representative Swearingen, who has been very gracious to hear me out on this and seems to be pretty open to having a hearing somewhat soon. Then at that point, I think if we get past those hurdles within that committee, it probably will get to the floor pretty darn quick after that. And then from the other perspective, from the Senate side, I haven't heard a lot of opposition really from that side either. I would say hopefully we can have something done by early fall and get to the governor and have his obviously have his final approval if he agrees with us or not.
Representative Gustafson, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you again for the opportunity.
That is Republican Representative Nate Gustafson of Fox Crossing. He was with us to share the details of his proposed bill to allow for more cigar bar licenses in Wisconsin.
Now we're focusing on the existing cigar bar industry here in the state. Currently, Wisconsin has fewer than 24 active tobacco bar licenses. One of those belongs to Maduro Cigar Bar in Madison that's owned by Vanessa Shipley. Vanessa, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Glad to be here.
Now, you're in kind of a unique situation, right, with a tobacco bar in Wisconsin. They were sort of grandfathered in when this legislation got passed. Can you talk about what regulation looks like for you now, how people make sure you are, you know, in the various categories to still fit in the bounds of current law?
We have to make sure that no one's smoking cigarettes in the bar, and it's just cigars and pipe tobacco only. And for the most part, we really don't have a problem. People that come from other places that aren't familiar maybe with how it goes in Wisconsin, if they light up a cigarette, we're on it right away. Sorry, you can't do that. I know it seems strange maybe, but you can go outside and finish your cigarette outside. When the ban first happened, it was just in Madison, not in the whole of Wisconsin. So we had an experience being closed to smoking, open still as a bar, for about 9 months. And that was a very rough time. So it was great that then an exemption was made for us at that time, which later became a grandfather clause for the rest of the state.
Now, for people who don't smoke cigars or pipes and might not have experienced this, what is the appeal of having a bar where people get together and smoke cigars and pipes?
I would say definitely having a lot of conversations with regulars and other customers over the years. We all can agree on that a cigar bar has a different kind of feel of camaraderie. It's a great way to meet people. You already have one thing in common when you walk through the door is cigars, and it just has, in general, a different vibe. I've gone to a lot of different bars that are not cigar bars, and I will say going to a cigar bar gives you like a step up in meeting people and having conversation.
Now, here's this new legislation. It could open the door to more cigar bars, tobacco bars being opened up. There's still going to be some local government control over how that happens. I could see you reacting in a couple of ways. It could be, yay, great, more peers, welcome to the club. Or it could be, oh, no, more competition for the thing I'm doing. What are you looking at as you see this legislation be reintroduced?
Yeah, my initial reaction is positive. I think that the cigar culture is a wonderful thing, and having more places around the state of Wisconsin would definitely be a good thing and encourage more people to maybe develop, you know, a new hobby. My only concern was, obviously, I don't want one across the square from my bar in direct competition. But it was my understanding that this is for the whole state, not necessarily a place, you know, like Madison would have to approve being another cigar bar downtown in order for that to happen. And I'm not really worried about that at the moment. It seems like this is meant for areas outside of Madison or smaller areas.
Yeah, what would you, having had this experience now for a couple decades in the cigar bar business, assuming this passed, what would you want to see for communities or suggest for communities to weigh, hey, do we want a tobacco bar? Do we want it here? Do we want two? Do we want 20? Whatever the case may be.
I think it's a strange thing to me, it seems strange that a community would react in a certain mm-hmm. way of wanting one or not wanting one, since it would just be a business that people are welcome to go into or not go into.
Sure.
So I don't know what kind of things a community considers allowing it versus not allowing it. Mm-hmm.
Now, part of the whole deal with indoor smoking bans, first when Madison had one, then we had the state one with this small exemption for tobacco bars, was concern over the health of employees and of customers with that indoor smoke. Is that something, as somebody who's worked now in this environment for a long time, something you worry about or think about for yourself or your staff there?
I don't really, and everyone who works there knows exactly what they're getting into.
Sure.
I mean, I had a bartender that worked for me years ago who did the Ironman, and he was a gymnastics instructor, big athlete, and even he really liked working in that space.
Now, you talked about feeling like it's a community of people at the cigar bar. Do you feel like with other people operating these kind of businesses around the state, are you in contact with them? Do you work together, trade ideas, or you're kind of all out there on your own?
No, absolutely. We are definitely a community. I know the owners of both the other cigar bars in Madison. We're friends. I frequent their establishments. They frequent mine. It's definitely a cigar community, among the three of us.
And talk about the people. What is the mix of people who – people might have a stereotype of the cigar smoker, right, or the pipe smoker. Well, the stereotype was my dad for years.
Yeah.
But what does the reality of your clientele look like?
People ask that question a lot when they come into the bar. They say, oh, you must get a lot of politicians and lawyers and stuff in here. I say, well, we get some, but we get a cross-section. We get some younger people. We get some professionals. We get some nurses. I mean, there's no specific demographic, I would say, but people tend to think that maybe we're just getting guys in suits and that's it, right, which is not true.
And the old school stereotype, and I don't know if this is still even a stereotype now, is this is guys, right? This is men who are out there smoking cigars.
Yes.
Well, here you are. is that even a stereotype anymore among people who smoke cigars? Or does it seem like there's more and more women and it's just normal now?
I don't know. Definitely still is a stereotype. And yes, there are some times when I'm bartending and I look around and realize I'm one of the only females in the room. But then there are also some nights when I look around and it's 50-50, men and women. So I'd say it still is, there still are a lot of men and maybe majority men, but it's not a fair stereotype anymore.
Now, getting back to the environment and the place, a lot of people talk about, hey, we don't have places to go and mingle with other people anywhere at home, we're at work. And then if we're at the bar, we're at the bar with the people we came into the bar with.
Yeah.
Do conversations happen, right, from different groups, from random people, maybe just the regulars at your establishment?
A lot, and not even just among regulars. If there's someone that, say, is traveling for a business and they're sitting at the bar by themselves, 80 or 90% of the time, there'll be a regular sitting down the bar who's like, hey, who are you? Why are you here? And they spark up a conversation. I've seen so many friendships happen, phone numbers exchanged. Yeah, all the time. It's one of my favorite things about the bar, actually.
Now, we've got this legislation. It's been advanced before and failed. Are you hopeful that this is going to pass this time and open the door to other communities looking at having their own cigar bars?
I mean, I don't have any skin in the game. I'm not going to open up another bar, but I think it's a positive thing, absolutely. And, the fact that people might want to do it and cannot do it is negative. Yeah, I think there should be more.
All right. Vanessa, thank you so much for coming up to the studio. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Vanessa Shipley is owner of Maduro Cigar Bar in Madison. She was with us to talk about the cigar bar industry in Wisconsin after state lawmakers proposed a bill to allow for more tobacco bar licenses in the state. Earlier, we heard from Republican State Representative Nate Gustafson about the specifics of the bill and its current status at the Capitol.